Waking up in Cork.
Wake up.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Love Island back in 5 days, 38 days to Valentine's. Yeah, I know. I've seen cream eggs are in the shops already, lads.
Oh, it's shocking. Carry on.
Shocking, carry on. But there was a queue for them yesterday in the centre in Crosshaven. There's like 10 kids all queuing up for them.
Oh, wow.
So they're back in action. What else have we got going on in the world? Today, International Day of what? Let's have a look. It's International Homemade Chocolates Day.
It's the National Bobblehead Day, is it?
National Bobblehead Day?
Yeah. I thought that meant hat, but you said no, it means...
Bobblehead statues.
It means the little thing that sits on your dashboard.
And wobbles its head. Yeah, there you go. There's a day for everything. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Nicolas Cage. Quite frankly... the greatest actor of all time.
He's a great actor, isn't he?
He's the biggest cheese ball. And he's... Have you ever seen the... If you get a chance to do this later on, have a look for Nicolas Cage intro Terry Wogan.
Oh.
Have you ever seen...
I think I have, yeah. I've seen it.
He comes out and he's wearing nothing but... He's topless, just a leather jacket.
Yeah.
And Vic pointed to the sky there for some reason. Really?
Yes.
And he comes out and he starts throwing money at the
crowd.
You're
right, it's bizarre.
Now, again, is this Nicolas Cage being Nicolas Cage, or is this, was it all part of an act? I don't know. But he's been in a lot of howlers, but he's been in some good shows as well. But you celebrate with him. He is 59 today. And Kenny Loggins as well, the Footloose man, is 78.
There you go.
Let's see what else is going on in the world. So who the hell said Roy Keane couldn't be Man United manager? James.
Yeah.
This was...
Ben Foster.
It was the former keeper. He said that Roy would not be a suitable manager. Is it Roy go to jail for murder? Like he'd be putting them away.
You see, I don't know. Like I think he's chilled out so much. He's in his, as you said, he's in his granddad era.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder would he just have them all doing mindfulness?
It's like okay, hello, today's Yoga Wednesday.
Do you know what I mean?
Downward dog, everybody.
Yeah.
He didn't have the most successful managerial run out, but again, it doesn't mean if with the right team and the right kind of backing, he could be lethal. I'd say give him a go. It's better than all the donkeys they've had in there anyway over the last while. Yeah. Trump is eyeing up military operation off the coast of Cork. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Cork BO reporting the Trump administration is planning another military operation against Venezuela by capturing a runaway oil tanker which has been spotted off Cork's southwestern coastline. If you need a hand with that, lads, myself and Vic are free. From 12.
Stick me in a fizzy vest.
We'll head out in a rib. We'll give you a hand. This is incredible. A couple in Florida are going viral after naming their newborn baby.
Oh, God.
6-7.
They did not.
They've christened their newborn baby 6-7.
There has to be a law against that.
No, well, there isn't. In Florida, you can do pretty much whatever. All the most mental stories in the world come out of Florida. Yes, they spent 5 years hoping for a child, finally welcomed their baby on the 1st of January, and they've named him 6-7. That's his name. 6-7 O'Sullivan.
I don't know, lads. What do you think about that?
It's been six is actually if you'd get used to it as
six.
A name. All right, six.
But it's the 7. There's kids all over Cork right now going.
You know. And I love this as well. Here you go. This is signs you're all clocking up the years. Yeah. We've got a dad here who's talking to his daughter, and he's mentioning things that he had growing up.
All right.
He's trying to see if she knows what he's talking about.
What are the yellow pages?
The yellow pages?
Yeah.
Is it like an actual page?
Well, you tell me, what are the yellow pages?
See, I think by the way, the name the yellow pages is most likely like a band or something. like a boy band group. Am I right?
I'm not going to say if you're right or wrong. What is a Rolodex?
A Rolodex?
Correct.
I would assume it's like a toy, like a rollerblade type situation. Like, everyone's like, grab your Rolodex, and then you guys all go to, like...
And where would you go?
You go to, like, the park, and you all, like, hop on your Rolodex.
Okay. What is a collect call?
Collect call?
Yeah.
That's probably when you guys have, like, the phones on the walls, and you're like, collect call, and then you all make, like, a group call. Like, you probably hit, like, a button, and it's like, collect call.
Like a group chat?
Yeah, but, like, on the wall. Like, because the phone was on the wall.
Okay.
Right. Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
I love this. That is a great name for a band, though. Yellow Pages, isn't it? 7:16 in the morning. Good morning. This is Red FM Breakfast.
Hey, see, it's not Nicolas Cage. It's Ridiculous Cage.
He's got a point.
Thanks, Brian. Okay. Kelly, are you over there?
I'm here.
Come in there, over. Are you all right? There's Rory. There's Vic. Lads, pen and paper. Are you ready?
Yes, let's
go. Now, it's the beginning of the year. This is probably the most important project for you today.
Okay.
You need to get planning your leave for 2026.
Let's go.
Okay, you need to have something to look forward to. This is what you do today. I'm going to turn 20 days leave into 43 days off, okay?
Nice. Brilliant. Let's go.
Okay. So let's start with March.
Okay.
Okay? Wednesday 18th to Friday 20th. Okay?
Yeah. Are these the days that we're to take?
This is just after Patrick's Day, so you have a bank holiday 18th, there.
Friday 20th, yeah. And then the bank holiday. That gives you 9 days off using 3 days leave.
Cool. Let's
go. By the way, there's a lady on Instagram that's done all this work, and I'm just piggybacking.
Oh, I thought it was you.
Not at all. So Monday 30th of March to Thursday 2nd of April, and Tuesday 7th to Friday 10th of April. That's 8 or 9 days leave, gives you 16 days off.
I like that. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Add Good Friday, the 3rd of April is leave, by the way, as well.
Yeah.
Early May, Tuesday 5th to Friday 8th.
Right.
That gives you 9 days off using 4 days leave.
That's really good.
If you work this out like with bank holidays and whatnot, you can get a good stretch. October, all right? Tuesday 27th to Friday 30th. That gives you 9 days off with 4 days leave. Okay, because you're running into a bank holiday, you're running into the weekends. And then Christmas 2026.
Oh, yeah.
He said the C word already, everyone.
Go on.
If you book Monday 21st to Thursday 24th and then Tuesday 29th to Thursday 31st of December, 16 days off for 6 days leave. You are welcome.
That's nice.
Now,
that's magic.
Seriously, just get cracking today. You need to get booking in.
I'm gone.
Get in. Get first dibs on the breaks, all right?
With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Manchester United really taking that new year, new you thing to a next level.
It's riddle time, baby.
Riddle it, just a little bit. I want to hear you riddle it, just a little bit of the crack.
First Riddle Wars of 2026. There's Kelly, there's Rory, and there's Victoria.
First and last, please.
Battle. You don't like this at all, do you? And you're handy enough. You have great days and bad days. We all have those days. Riddle number one, join in at home if you don't know the answer here in studio. 0868104106. The more there is of me, the less you see me. What am I?
Kelly.
Go.
The dark?
The dark or the darkness, you little dancer. Oh my
is
God,
right?
Back in the net.
That's
one on the board for Kelly. What has been around since the beginning of time but is never more than a month old? It's been around since the beginning of time. It's never more than a month old. Ladies, you should get this one.
Come on, Rory.
It might have something to do with
you're
a cycle.
You're better than this.
Periods. You just said it has something to do with a cycle.
Yeah, I was talking about the moon, Vic.
Oh. Sorry.
That's technically correct. I think Vic gets a point.
No, what? It's not technically correct.
Yeah, it's correct. You're right, Rory.
Give me a point.
It's Women's Little Christmas. Yeah, give me a point. Give me a point.
God.
I give you a clue.
That's you said it's been around since the beginning of time and it's like a cycle. And it's a month long. Hello.
So fair.
What lives in a bed but never sleeps?
Roar.
Yeah?
Flower.
No. Sorry.
That's correct. Sorry, no, that is right.
Oh, he's disputing your answer.
Not my answer. What lives in a bed but never sleeps?
Lives in a bed but never sleeps. My kid.
Anything, Kelly Boo?
Lives in a bed.
Yeah.
But never sleeps.
0868104106.
Flower is a good guess.
I'll open it up to the listeners.
It's technically correct, which is
plant.
The best kind of correct.
The answer I'm looking for, lads, was a river. Thank you. Okay.
No.
I am constantly on the move, yet always at home. What am I? I'm constantly on the move, but yet I'm always at home.
Roar.
Yeah.
A snail.
It's correct. What's your score there, kid? I think you got two, have you?
Well, yeah, I'll give myself two, yeah.
Thank you. Put me on a table and cut me, but don't eat me. What am I? Put me on a table. You can cut me, but you can't eat me.
I know this.
Roar.
Yeah, Rory.
Deck of cards.
Is correct. Well done.
I was totally going to say that.
Two to go. What is four legs, one head, and one foot?
Roar.
Kelly.
Rory first.
I'll give it to Kelly because it's Women's Little Christmas.
Is it a bed?
Little Women's Christmas.
Little Women's Christmas, correct. I apologise.
Final riddle to take the riddle queen or king of 2026 thus far. What is the thing you can keep after you've given it to someone else? What is the thing you can keep after you've given it to someone else?
Or
yeah?
Promise.
Not
a cold.
Both Kelly. Correct answers.
What is the thing you can keep after you've given it to someone else?
I have to go with what's on this card, buddy.
That's not
a compliment? No, that doesn't make any sense. Sorry.
You get half a point, Rory, because it was your word.
That's the same thing.
Yes, it's not. It's a different word. It's a completely different word. Thank you very much. Nice one, Rory.
I hate this game.
The bitchiest feature on radio, and I love it. Waking up in Cork. Since you are going back to work and back to your job, I thought we'd ask you about the unusual and strange jobs you have out there. What is it that you do for a living that's a little bit left to centre? 0868104106. Richard's been on to me. I make white powder substance for the younger market.
Okay.
What is it that Richard does for a living, guys? Okay, so it's a white powdery substance. It's right. For the younger generation.
Right.
And it's distributed worldwide. What does Richard do for a living working here in Cork?
Sugar for sweets.
You're heading in the right general direction.
Is it like icing sugar?
Not icing sugar.
Okay.
No. White powder substance. The younger market are mad.
Is it babies?
It's baby formula, Victoria. Yay! Nichols. Well done. Distribution worldwide. Danone Nutritia Infant Formula.
That's what. Okay.
Get your head out of the gutter. What does Dave do?
Morning all. My job is to get high.
Okay. Are you Snoop Dogg?
He works the top floor of County Hall.
Top floor of County Hall.
He's climbing something anyway, or he's up high. He's up on a building or something.
So his job?
My job is to get high.
Right. What could he be?
He's some kind of a climber.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Telecoms, tower climber and rigger.
Yes. Attaboy, Dave.
And by the way, I don't know how you can do that, because they go really, really, really high up, those guys.
It is one of the craziest jobs in the world. Nice. Dave, by the way, sends us in voice notes and videos all the time. He's out in Norway. And he climbs towers and puts aerials up and replaces bulbs and does a job that nobody else really wants to do. Gets paid 100 grand a week as well. So I'm not joking you. All right, here we go. I've got Chris here. Chris's job, I test blue tablets. All right. I test blue tablets. What does Chris do for a living?
It's a hard job, I'd say, isn't it?
It is, actually. Yeah.
Okay, there's only one way you could test those, unfortunately.
Yeah. Not really. You would think maybe there's the obvious way of consumption and drive on.
Yeah.
But these would definitely work. There's a farmer down in West Cork that could bring in the round bales on his own. So I test blue tablets. What does he do for a living? He's working down in Pfizer, but he works in the lab. It's not as much fun as it sounds, but I always use that description when people ask me about my job. So he's in the lab. He's quality control for the Pfizer risers.
Nice.
Interesting.
Quality control.
So what's your weird gig, please? 0868104106. Phones are busy. Who have you got there, Vic?
I've got Aoife on
Hello,
the phone.
Hello, Aoife. How are you?
Thank God, how are you?
Aoife, we're talking about your unusual jobs, strange things that you do for a living. First of all, give us a little bit of a clue as to what it is you do. What is it? If you were to summarise it in one sentence, what do you do for a living?
I tell people every day to blow.
Oh, my brain goes to many places. You tell people every day to blow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So yes, I do.
I'm guessing that they blow into something.
Are you a checkpoint guard?
Yeah, are you?
No, I'm not.
She's not okay. She's not okay.
Blowing to me, chips. Right.
Blow. I don't know what else you would. Okay, you would
blow. What? What kind of job would you do? Where you? Well.
Oh, is it like a? You know, if are you trying to see if people have asthma?
Yes, I do.
Whoa! Hey! Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
You blow into a thing.
And many other. You blow into a spirometer or a lung function testing machine.
Yay.
And you test people's lung function.
Oh, very good.
Aoife, that could have went to a very bad place. I'm very sorry.
That would have been a very different show.
I get told that quite a lot.
All the time, I would imagine. So people come in and you have your little lung test function device and you're checking for, is it like air capacity or what do you do? What do you check for?
Yes, I test all different types of lung function from many different conditions.
Okay.
And we test different lung capacities or how much oxygen gets into your blood or how much air is in your lungs altogether and how much air is left after you've gone
really
all the way out as well.
It's really interesting.
Are you into breath work? Do you know anything about breath work?
It's helpful in some senses and not in others.
Okay. There you go. That's from the horse's mouth.
It seems to be... Don't call her a horse.
She knows what I mean.
It seems to be trending, the whole kind of breathwork thing. A lot of people are into it. It's
everywhere at the minute, yeah.
Seems to be all over the place. Anyway, Aoife, where do you work?
I work in Cork University Hospital.
Very good.
That's Aoife, testing the lungs of Corkonians for a living. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
Mind yourself. Have a good day.
Bye.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Powlett Off, North Point Business Park and Mahon Point Retail Park.
Get back to your unusual gig very soon. Loads of traffic information that I need to get you as well. It is bonkers out there. Who have I got on the line? It's Nat the Brat, everybody. Hello, Nat. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Nat, what part of the world are you in, Nat the Brat?
I'm just literally outside my boyfriend's job. I just dropped him off.
Okay. Oh, okay. You're a good girlfriend, dropping your boyfriend off to work.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually a fiancé. We got engaged on Christmas Eve.
Congratulations.
So we could do with €1,000.
I was just going to say, you need a grand for the starters, don't you?
Yeah.
And Manny, are you going to plan a big wedding? Or are you doing, what's the thinking, like... small little gathering.
Oh, Jesus. It started out small, but it's ballooned a bit.
That's
but
what
don't
happens.
Tell him.
The most stressful thing you'll ever do.
It is. Yeah. It is one of the. Yeah.
We have to invite them because if we don't invite them, we have to invite them and they have to. Oh, anyway, let's try and start the wedding fund with €1,000. Okay, my friend. Let's.
Right, I'm leaving the room.
I have to knock off the switch here now that will kill the feed into Vic's studio. She is gone. Let's go.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words.
Four words. You give me your words that match with these words. If Vic gets the same when she comes back, she's going to give you €1,000. Nat.
Okay.
Lebrat. Happy. Happy.
Birthday.
Good one. Good one. I like that. Happy birthday. When is your birthday, by the way?
September.
Tea.
Pot.
Teapot. Nice one. Okay. Black. If I say black, give me a word that goes with black.
Board.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. And air is the final word. Air.
Port.
Airport. These are really strong, really good, really obvious. The way to win this game is to go really obvious, I think.
I'm worried about the tea one, though, because I'm worried she might say tea bag.
Let's see. Switch on. Can you hear me? Can you hear
me? How did she get on?
Clint Fandango, can you hear me?
Who's Clint Fandango?
If you know, you know.
How did she get on?
Well, let's find out.
Let's go on.
It's how you get on. That's the important part.
Okay,
Victoria Nichols.
Yeah.
I asked her happy. She said what?
Happy birthday.
Yes. I asked her tea and she said what?
Teapot.
Come on. Two to a grand.
Okay.
I said black and she said black.
Board.
Come on.
This is brilliant. Okay.
Final word. Yeah. I said air.
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 Oh,
She said...
Jordan?
No!
What was it?
Airport. Airport. I would have said Air Jordan as well, probably.
I couldn't think of a word that went with it.
Oh, Nat, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Air, look. No problem.
And just for the crack. Thank you, Trumpets.
I feel awful now.
Okay, Nat, you've got the €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors.
Thanks very much.
Have you set a date on this yet?
She won't be inviting me anyway.
For sure.
we're hoping for Christmas 2027.
Oh, gorgeous.
Ah, you're loads of time. Well, listen,
I might win a grand by then.
I promise you, we'll have you back. All right. Love you, Nat.
Thanks
bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
That's winning words. Well, thanks to Easy Living Interiors. We'll do it every morning just after 8:15 if you want to win yourself a grand. How do you feel about a Mayo man taking over your beloved club?
Well, there's a Mayo jinx, Mayo curse. Is he going to bring that curse to Manchester United, is it?
You've had the Mayo curse since the beginning of the season. Anyway, nothing will change. 8:33. Hello, Kelly Boo.
Morning.
Kelly, do you go to the cinema much?
Yeah, I went to see The Housemaid the other day.
All right, any good?
Very good. I really enjoyed it.
Lovely. I want to see Marty Supreme. Gotta go check that one out. It looks really good. And there's one with Hugh Jackman at the moment where he's doing, it's a Neil Diamond one.
Song Sung Blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's supposed to be quite good as well. The one I went to yesterday had a few hours and I went to check out Saipan. I've been waiting for this. Oh my God.
Was it good?
Really loved it.
Did you?
Like, I've seen so many films and 9 times out of 10 I leave going, that was rubbish. You know, just the whole plot and the script and it all falls apart. It's really, really good. Just loved it. The way it's put together. There's at the beginning of it, without going into any spoilers. Well, I think we all know what happens.
That's true.
Spoiler alert, Roy goes home.
What? Did we win the World Cup?
2002. I can't believe it was that far back. Performances from Steve Coogan captures Mick McCarthy's kind of wary patience
perfectly.
Is it
hard not to see him as Alan Partridge though? Because I think that would be my problem.
This is the thing. I thought the exact same thing, but straight away from the off, he was straight into the deep voice. And they did brush up his eyebrows, giving them, they're nice and dark. You know, he's amazing. And then Anna Hardwick as Roy is fantastic. He's a little bit taller than Roy.
Is he?
Much taller than Roy would be. You know, he's got a kind of a lankier stance, but still, you ignore that. But I just thought the tension, the music is amazing. There's a nostalgia bomb at the beginning of it where it goes through all of the football of the 90s.
Oh, wow.
Even Mike Murphy and Lotto makes an appearance. Yeah, it's there's loads of little things and it's just like, oh my God, this is everything we grew up with.
It's a feast.
And did you believe it? Was it all, do you think it was all true things that happened?
Everything. I think they've done so much research and they've interviewed everybody that was there and involved in it, and the scenes are as close to what actually happened. Wow. Now there's a bit in Saipan where some of the local kids out in Saipan greet Roy off the bus with a massive 7-foot head of Roy Keane printed up. I don't know if that happened or if it was just thrown in.
Probably.
It probably did. Yeah. As you said, they did their research with a fine tooth comb.
I started to think of Mick McCarthy and the FAI as a complete joke at the beginning of the film. By the end of it, I kind of warmed to Mick and I felt a bit sorry for him the way that the whole thing blew up. But everybody that was at it, at the end of the film, everyone that was at the cinema, which I haven't seen in Cork before, started applauding.
No!
They loved it.
Well then, there you go. Brilliant. No one ever claps.
No, I was going to say, that's a really good sign, yeah.
Can I play you one scene from it?
One.
This is Roy talking to Mick.
You want to know how I got these scars? My father was a drinker and a fiend.
That's intense.
Genuinely, that's a Joker scene. It was as intense, the argument between Roy and Mick when all the team are in the room. There was a scene that was almost as tense as the Joker scene. I just thought it was superb. Anyway, Saipan's out. If you've seen it, what you think of it? 0868 104 106. But just Cork comes out looking brilliant. Roy comes out looking brilliant.
Because he is.
Not sure about Mick and his eyebrows, but anyway, you be the judge.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
Thank you for listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.